Pittsburgh researchers say they've pinpointed an effective antibody treatment against the bird flu. For WHYY, Kylie Kaczynski reports the findings could lead to the development of a universal flu vaccine.
The University of Pittsburgh's Center for Vaccine Research has been testing antibodies against avian influenza on macaque monkeys. They found that at a certain concentration, a particular antibody not only protected the animals from severe illness and death, but it prevented them from getting sick altogether. The findings could bring about a vaccine against the bird flu, which has infected more than 60 people in the last year and decimated poultry and cattle farms. Pitt researcher Douglas Reed says this antibody attacks a stable region of the viral structure, which means it would likely remain effective even if the bird flu mutated. Reed says to think of a viral structure like a tree.
The vaccine that we get now produces antibodies that essentially would bind to the leaves. And of course, the leaves are constantly changing. And so as those leaves change, the antibody is less and less effective. Whereas if you attacked the trunk doesn't really change.
Attacking the trunk also means the vaccine could be effective against multiple types of influenza, including the seasonal flu.
That was Kylie Kaczynski reporting for WHYY News. The medical jet crash in Northeast Philly Friday night has many residents and business owners making adjustments. Roxolana Pearlstein is a cashier at R&R Produce. She says she was not in the store at the time of the crash, but she was in the area of Cottman Avenue and the Roosevelt Boulevard.
Our doors got blown off the tracks, and everything shook and everything from what I, you know, heard. But I was extremely glad I wasn't here.
Pearlstein says many customers have not been in over the last few days. She says this may be due to other businesses in the area being closed. Other residents in the area expressed shock and confusion when hearing about the plane crash. Several streets are still shut down, with many residential areas requiring ID verification to walk in and out of them. A Chester County landfill is partnering with a French energy company to reduce methane emissions and produce renewable natural gas. The Southeastern Chester County Refuse Authority in West Grove and Waga Energy plan to reduce methane emissions and heat more than 4,000 homes. Landfills are a significant contributor to climate change, as degraded waste emits harmful methane gas. Waga Energy will vacuum the methane, purify it, and send it to the gas grid through a pipeline to ultimately heat people's homes. The company hopes to partner with PECO on the project. Scott Mengel is the landfill's manager.
No one wants a landfill in their backyard, so we do what we can to make sure that we fit in as easily as possible and also do some good things for the environment.
The project is estimated to be complete in 2026. Your forecast: partly sunny today and very windy, a high of 47. It's 45 and